WTAW News Time is 8:06. 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan City Council's first meeting with two new members included unanimous votes on an economic development agreement and investigating the cost of designing the first phase of an expansion at Bryan's Regional Athletic Complex. The council approved an 8-year property tax break on a minimum $25 million addition at the Lubrizol Specialty Chemicals Plant in the Brazos County Industrial Park. City Manager Keene Register says the company will add at least 24 employees.
$1.5 million payroll, and that 1.5 includes benefits. 1.15 is the amount that doesn't include benefits.
Out at BRAC, the council is looking at spending hotel occupancy tax money to pay for Phase 1 improvements that includes more fields and improving infrastructure. Mayor Jason Byinski, while voting yes, told Rafael Pena he preferred using the hot money towards a super park.
I will say that the number one site, Councilmember Pena, in your district, it's in the Castle Heights area. So don't come to the council and talk about, I want to improve Castle Heights.
The Castle Heights neighborhood is off Highway 21 and east of the freeway. The Brazos Central Appraisal District will have to make a third pitch to buy land to build its own offices.
That's after Brazos County Commissioners voted unanimously against the purchase of land that would be taken off the tax rolls. County Judge Joanne Peters apologized to the appraisal board for not being more clear last February after the first pitch was defeated about the availability of county-owned land near the tax office.
I should have said it's not on the market at that price, but at some price it would be. That's my fault. I take responsibility for that. I did say it wasn't on the market. I should have clarified it and said that it was on the market at a price.
BCAD board member John Flynn acknowledged Peter's apology.
Your remarks, I really appreciate that. It's great to hear them. I think we probably need to work as boards and commissions and not as phone calls to members. I think we can get more done that way.
After the vote, commissioners suggested a joint meeting that would include the Bryan and College Station school boards and city councils. All five contribute to the funding of the appraisal district. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Brazos County detention officer escaped serious injury after he was struck by an inmate 12 times. Sheriff Chris Kirk says this was Monday morning in a dormitory area of the jail.
It was a brutal, quick attack. Thankfully, we were able to get some help from some of the inmates in there that helped to separate the officer and the inmate.
The officer, who according to the arrest report did not fight back, was taken to the hospital for evaluation, then returned to make a report. The inmate, 41-year-old Juan Cervantes of Bryan, was moved to an isolation cell and faces an additional charge of assault of a public servant. With all the cooking taking place for the holidays comes the increased risk for fires. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says unattended cooking is the number one cause of kitchen fires.
We see this all the time in all kinds of kitchen fires that we respond to, where they only stepped away for a second that turned into a little bit more than that, to catch a phone call or something, and it just took them away from that, and nobody was watching.
And keep turkey fryers away from anywhere you may have it to stay out of the rain. Bouse also says wherever cooking is taking place, it should be a no-kid zone. 600 children in the Brazos Valley will have gifts for Christmas thanks to your contributions to Bryan Broadcasting's annual Christmas Angels campaign. Promotions Director Katie Dempsey says the Texas Department of Health and Human Services selects the angels who range in age from birth through 12 years.
A lot of people love the smaller kids, so the ones that are between 1 month and 9 months, those seem to go the fastest. So if you do want to shop for a younger child, I would definitely advise you go sooner rather than later, because they will be chosen the fastest.
Choose an angel from the trees at either Blue Baker location in College Station, on University, and on Dominick. Or go online to MyChristmasAngels.com. Return wrapped gifts with the Angels tag by Friday, December 11th to Bryan Broadcasting. WTAW News Time is 8:10 and 63 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry's coming up next. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash. Or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Aggie fans, the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show is at Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road for the 2015 football season. Show features the coach, questions from the floor as he joins the fans to talk some Aggie football. It's 7 o'clock, Rudy's Barbecue on Harvey Road each Tuesday night. Of course, you'll hear it all here on the Aggie Radio Network. But we'll see you at Rudy's each Tuesday at 7. It's the Kevin Sumlin Radio Show. Come and join us for 1 hour of all things Texas A&M football.
So it's 8:11. Shall we check some weather? Let's do that. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Cloudy and breezy for today. Temperatures will make their way up to about 70 to 75 this afternoon. Cloudy tonight. There may be a passing shower. Overnight lows 60 to 65. For Thanksgiving tomorrow, cloudy and breezy. Chance of a shower or two. Highs near 75. Scattered showers are possible tomorrow night. Breezy, lows 65 to 70. Cloudy, breezy, scattered showers Friday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. It's 8:12. Okay, we found out about the lights on the water tower. That apparently was a dry run. That was kind of just to make sure it works the way it's supposed to.
I got a behind-the-scenes sneak peek.
Something like that. It's the VizLab folks over at A&M who are putting that together, a group from there. And so that was kind of the testo to make sure that it was working. That is the side of the tower that it's going to be on, kind of over on the Taco Bell side. That's probably where you were, right, Taco Bell?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, the big show is supposed to be on December the 8th is the way that it looks. So we'll see how that works.
It's probably a good thing they're not distracting people on Highway 6.
Right, and I think that's probably the entire reason that they have it facing in that direction. Mary Nancy Berry joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm terrific.
Great. Going to play something for you. If you haven't heard this, here we go. It's a TV commercial. Here we go.
Your new football headquarters is Dave & Buster's. I'm Matthew Berry, football expert, which makes me an expert on pretty much everything.
Right.
Start football season off right by getting to the new sports bar at Dave & Buster's.
Yep.
Massive TVs and
there you go. So there you go. So he's a spokesperson for Dave & Buster's now.
Yeah. Kids got to make a living.
Okay, so here's my question. Have you been to a Dave & Buster's with him?
Not with him,
okay.
But I have been to a Dave
No,
Buster's.
That's not it. That's not the same. That's what I mean. That the idea of being able to walk in with their celebrity spokesperson, I mean, do you get like free cheese sticks, a pretzel dips? I mean,
I can't speak to that since I've never been to a Dave & Buster's with Matthew.
Okay. Well, you do me a favor, the next time you visit with him or he comes down here, just make a field trip to Dave & Buster's and just have him walk in and let's see if the girl goes, oh, my God, you know, or whatever they do there.
Well, we get that, oh, my God, you're the mother of I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I get that.
And you were his mom before he became famous, right? So,
yeah.
You know, just, but anyway. All right, well, I've never.
It's fun to see him on the TV commercial. Yeah. I do have to say that.
I've never known anybody who is the mother of a celebrity spokesperson, so that's why I felt like it was a rare opportunity to find out if there's some special spiff that you get because you go in to eat with the celebrity spokesperson. But anyway,
yeah,
that's fun. All right, good stuff.
It is fun.
All right, okay, so your other job is that you're the mayor of College Station, I hear.
Yeah, do that on the side.
Yeah, something like that.
Keeps you busy, from time to time.
Right.
Let's talk for a minute, really. We need to probably start on a pretty serious subject. And we had talked about when the accidents happened at on University Drive at Northgate. We've discussed it with you a little bit, but it sounds like at least there seems to be some sense of movement from A&M's side that they need to be a player in this, obviously.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really a tragedy that we've had pedestrians injured and killed, especially along the roadways bordering A&M. And it doesn't matter how many crosswalks or traffic lights we have, there are going to be accidents. But students are used to having the right-of-way on campus. You know, they can walk in the middle of the street and the cars have to stop. That's not the case on city streets. And so I think there needs to be an education program. And I think the university, you know, can send one email to 59,000-plus students and get the word out. The Student Senate is taking this up, and they've been very proactive as well. And I think if the university would get on board with an education campaign, City of College Station would certainly piggyback on that and spread the word as much as possible.
Yeah, and apparently they've got a couple of pieces of legislation that they're looking at that they need to, as you say, they're the ones who can be in touch with the students, and so if they'll do that, that should help.
Yeah,
I would think. Okay, well, next then, let's also talk about some of the other things that are going on, and that, while we're talking about Northgate, you really kind of have a UDO that you're trying to do there. Give us a view of, in y'all's world, what College Station looks like in the years to come then because of that.
Oh, well, we see Northgate continuing to grow and to be a major dense population of, you know, students and hopefully...
I'm going to move microphones on you while you're talking. So that's what we're going to do. There we go. Okay, that's it. There. And live radio is so... It's so much fun. There we go. Okay, that worked. That
All
worked.
Right, here
there.
I am.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So what we did in Northgate is we changed the UDO, and this was from staff recommendations that our regulations, there's a tree in so many feet, and sometimes the tree grows up and it blocks a sign. So just from the practicality of it, we added some flexibility in terms of, you know, spacing of signs and covers of, you know, fencing.
Yeah.
Just screening of utility boxes and the like that sometimes it's difficult for fire trucks and utility people to get in there. So it's just really some common sense changes that we made to the UDO.
Well, again, and it still concerns me, and I know that it does concern y'all too. It's just this is an ultra-high-density area. We do, I mean... Certainly the tragedy we talk about, but just the idea of having that many people in that space causes new problems that the city has never, no city council has ever been able to deal with this because it's never happened before.
Correct.
And it's a difficult situation. I feel sorry for y'all when it comes to that sort of situation. All right, let's talk a little bit of development then away from Northgate. Tell me where we are on Chimney Hill because I haven't heard anything much about that. What's going on there?
Well, We're hopeful that it's going to start soon, but we don't know. We know that the developer and the owner are working on it, and we hope that they're going to start demolishing and turning dirt soon, but we don't really have a definite date on that.
Okay, well, let me go all the way out down to South College Station then. There was some talk about a racetrack development out near Texas World Speedway. That's kind of gone through some fits and starts. Where are we as far as that project goes?
That's going to be called Southern Point. And we haven't received any submittals lately, but they are in the planning process, and they're talking about, you know, utilities, water and sewer lines to serve Southern Point, and our planning staff is still working closely with the developer.
Mayor Nancy Berry joining us this morning. John Nichols was in from College Station City Council last week, and I know that y'all are looking at impact fees. It ended up being a little confusing, and that was my fault. I want to talk about the two kinds of impact fees that we could have. I think the impact fees that y'all are basically talking about right now are for developers in new areas, meaning that there will be money that will be spent right there by those people, and those impact fees affect that geographic area. As one member of council, tell me your feelings about that.
Well, we heard about the water and wastewater and transportation impact fees, and if we had adopted them in 2012, we would have had $7 million worth of money to go to roadways and another $7.7 million to go to water and sewer, and that only affects new rooftops. So it's basically new development paying for itself, and only up to 50%.
Right.
So in the 2010 time frame, you know, real estate was kind of in a depressed mode around here. And
well,
so
College Station had to tighten its belt. It was new territory.
And so we didn't feel like it was right to impose fees. But to impose fees, we have to do studies. And so what we did last council meeting was to direct staff to go ahead and spend $75,000 each for the two studies on transportation and the water and wastewater. And as we build out to the south and southwest, sewer is going to be a problem. We may need to build another plant or a major lift station. And so this is a possible way to pay for it or help pay for it. So,
now, go ahead.
So once the study is done, we'll know exactly what the costs are going to be, and then we can make a decision. And so council was not ready to say we want impact fees, but we were ready to say we want the study to determine if we should have them.
Okay, so that's one impact fee. The other one that I talked to Councilman Nichols about was a citywide transportation fee. You know, we've talked about how Bryan has it, Austin has it, there may be some other cities now.
They're the only two that we're aware of.
As one member of council, because again, and it may not happen while you're mayor, you may have termed out by then, but I think I hear this city council saying that we're going to look at a tax increase for the first time in a long, long time. To take that and then put impact fees up on top of it could be problematic, but are we in the need for maybe a citywide transportation impact fee?
Well, I'm not sure. Other cities that have gone the impact, the transportation users fee have been sued and have been sued successfully. Bryan and Austin are the only two cities that we know. 2010, we had a ballot initiative to put a transportation users fee, which was defeated. And we felt at that time if it passed, then we would have voter authorization for it, and so we would be kind of safe on the legal side. But it did not pass. And I think people would much rather see their taxes increased than have a user's fee that they can't deduct on their taxes, so to speak. But I do think that we have the absolute best government we can for the dollars, and we've not really had any kind of significant tax increase. And I think council next year is going to have to look at it very seriously because of the growth.
Well, sure, and the profile of the people moving in here are not who lived here 40 years ago or 50 years ago. So it's understandable. And again, it's a I guess it's a nice problem to have to try to fight because that means that, that people do want to move here. Let's talk a little economic development, if we could. I know you've got an agreement that is right around the corner here from the radio station, 2818 in Dartmouth. Y'all are talking about in the workshop. Can you tell me basically what can you share with us about that?
That's something that we talked about in executive session. I really can't.
Oh, you really can't do that.
No, I can't really discuss that with you at this time.
Okay, that's true. All right, now you're about to also go on to the Blinn board as a representative of College Station, and obviously there's a learning curve involved there. Kind of address that for me, if you would.
Yeah, I'm having a meeting with David Summers, who's the chair of the board, and Dr. Hensley, who's the president, on December 11th. I go on the board officially. The 15th is when, you know, the installation and the first board meeting is. And so I'm going to Brenham, going to meet with them, have a tour of the campus, have lunch with them. So I'm feeling I'm, you know, just getting up the learning curve, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I see they're having a meeting the day before you and Ann Horton are added. Is there something going on there they want to do before y'all get on the board, or what do you know?
Interesting, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is. Yeah, I kind of wondered about that. What your thoughts might be there?
I saw the agenda, and they're going to be talking about funding for the rec center on campus and possibly going out for bonds for the Bryan campus.
Okay, so there could be some Bryan stuff that goes on there, too. Okay, well, that's what I've got. Do you have anything you want to share with us today?
Yeah, well, a million lights are going on Thursday night at Beachy Central Park. So Christmas in the park is here.
It is. Well, I saw the workers out there, yeah.
And so the lights will stay on through New Year's Day. And we have Christmas in the park, hay rides and visit with Santa, and all of the details are on our website, cstx.gov/Christmas.
Okay, very good. We'll look forward to that. Have yourself a good Thanksgiving, and
you
if you're
too.
Traveling, travel safely, okay?
Yes, and right. To your listeners as well, travel safe.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Coast Stores is the likely source of the outbreak. The Postal Service says it expects to deliver 15.5 billion cards, letters, flats, and packages during the holiday season. 600 million packages will be delivered between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, an increase of 10.5% over last year. Crude oil trading at $42.16 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's your money now.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Oh, okay, let's see. News Talk 1620, WT. Oh, there was supposed to be another commercial there. You're going, what is this guy talking about on the radio? It's technical difficulties. All right, it's time for the Aggie Daily Report. It's brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Texas A&M basketball won its fourth consecutive game to tip off the brand-new campaign last Saturday. They beat UNC Asheville, final score 75-47. Aggies now have started 4-0 in two of the last three seasons under Coach Kennedy. Aggies started the 2013-14 campaign at 6-0. A&M now headed for the island. They are island-bound as they travel to the Bahamas to take part in the 2015 Battle for Atlantis. It starts tonight. The Aggies will open up competition against Texas, and that will be tonight at 6 o'clock, 5:30 broadcast time on this radio station. A&M 4-0, Texas is now 1-1. They had a close one with A&M Corpus Christi in their last game on Saturday. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Buyer's remorse. It's something we all feel from time to time, but let the pros at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment spare you from buyer's remorse. You can buy just any tractor, or you can visit Sioux Falls Prater Equipment and get the tractor that's right for you at a price you can afford. Let Sioux Falls Prater's knowledgeable salesman find you the perfect fit, along with John Deere financing and savings on multiple implements. Now is the time. Stop by today to speak with the friendly staff at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer on Highway 21 West, or visit them online at cptractor.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Ever wake up feeling like your legs have been running all night? Or they're cramped up and fatigued? Felt like you didn't get any sleep? Well, You know, it's quite possible that you're suffering from restless leg syndrome. Yeah, RLS affects a huge number of people, and it can be miserable. But, you know, the solution is just a phone call away. That's right. Over 5,000 people have reported getting relief with Active 8. Heck, they didn't even realize that Active 8 helps people with restless leg until after hundreds of their customers called and told them how well it works. It's just one of those wonderful little benefits in life to find something that works so well and costs so little. 5,000 other people have been. Just go online to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free, 800-465-4411. Myactive8.com or 800-465-4411. It was going to be the big championship match. Dozens, some said even hundreds of people started to gather and watch to see the champion take on all comers. You see, the Manhattan Chess Arcade had a fellow there who was literally making a name for himself playing chess for a dollar a game. Now, most folks called him D, which was short for his name, DeForest. D was originally hired to play chess at the arcade as entertainment and to take on all comers. But as it happened, nobody could seem to beat D at the game. But at this point in D's life, things were not going as well as he might have wanted. And playing chess for a dollar a game was, well, that was how he was making his living. But that was until people started to notice that he won every game he played in. It seemed that no one could beat him. So the big chess match was set. D would take on any and all comers in the huge Manhattan Chess Championship. Now, you may have heard that in some parks in Manhattan, people gathered daily to play chess. Well, those games in the park started from the original Manhattan arcade games that D was part of, and they still go on to this day. Play started as D took on 10 different challengers at one time, playing all 10 simultaneously. Well, he quickly dispensed with the first 10 players and started on the second set of 10, and he won all of those, too. It was when he was about 35 games into the meet he ran into Harold Powell. Now, Harold was a chess champion from Buffalo and giving D a real problem. The lead went back and forth a dozen times. D quickly killed the remaining player so he could concentrate on Harold. But it was not to be. Whether he just didn't give it enough thought or whether Harold was one person that just could beat D, well, we don't know. But what we do know is that D lost his first match in 16 months. But don't feel too bad for the one-time chess champion of Manhattan. He did all right. He returned to a career that he had earlier in life. You see, at one time, he was one of the best-known faces in America. Yeah, his baby picture adorned every jar of melon baby food produced. Yep, it's a little-known fact that the one-time chess champion of Manhattan turned to the entertainment field again and became one of Hollywood's biggest stars. D. DeForest. Oh, you know him by his given name, Humphrey Bogart.
Common way that home or office computers and networks get infected with serious malware is when someone opens an email that has been purposely infected by hackers. The attacks range from simply stealing information to infiltrating and locking down the entire network until a ransom is paid. Hackers are now using terrorism to infect computers. This latest scam is underway in Middle Eastern countries. It's spread to Great Britain, France, and Canada, and most probably headed to the United States. The email appears to be from law enforcement, warning of an increased threat level and giving advice on how to stay safe. It usually includes two attachments, though. One, a harmless PDF file. The other is called a remote access Trojan file, a tool used to infect a computer and steal information. The email seems believable because the recipient's name is included. It's a scam. Get reliable news only from reliable sources, not email. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Now that it's fall, it seems like everything around us is dropping. The leaves, the temperature, and now the prices on Carbonite Cloud Backup. For a limited time, my listeners can get Carbonite's best deal of the year, up to 30% off Cloud Backup, plus two free bonus months with offer code Kim. So join over 1.5 million customers who already trust Carbonite for simple and secure cloud backup. Go to Carbonite.com today and save up to 30%. Plus, when you use offer code Kim, you get 2 free bonus months with purchase.
Holiday shopping is here at Commando.com. And all new this year, the limited edition Commando Tab 2 Windows 10 tablet computer. Inside, you'll find an Intel quad-core engine, 32 gigabytes of memory, a dazzling high-resolution 10.1-inch touchscreen, and an easily detachable keyboard and case. Order your Commando Tab 2 Limited Edition Windows 10 tablet computer at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time, 8:35 at 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The first meeting of the Bryan City Council with two new members included unanimous votes regarding future parks improvements and creating more jobs at a local manufacturer. The council directed staff to develop a cost estimate to design the first phase of expanding Bryan's regional athletic complex. Funding would come from the hotel occupancy tax, which Mayor Jason Byinski wants to use towards a super park. Byinski says the number one site is in the Castle Heights neighborhood, which is off Highway 21 and east of the freeway.
I've heard these gentlemen come up here talk about flooding, talk about roadways, and, you know, this is going to be a cure-all for some of the issues out there. So whether y'all vote it down or not, I'm going to pursue it.
Councilman Mike Sutherland told Byinski both could be done.
If you did the super park, you got a $17 million to $20 million commitment at the time we decide to do it. But if we upgrade BRAC, you can do that in increments over time. You don't have to commit to 17, a big chunk of money at one time.
The cost estimate for BRAC may be ready by the end of February. The council also approved a minimum $25 million expansion at the Lubrizol Specialty Chemicals Plant in the Brazos County Industrial Park. City Manager Keene Register says the deal also calls for adding at least 24 employees. Councilman Al Sines asked Register about residency requirements for the new workers, which will generate $1.5 million a year in pay and benefits.
Where will those employees reside, since we are giving up our tax dollars?
The best we've been able to do is ask that they make every effort that those employees live in Bryan, preferably in the city limits of Bryan.
Lubrizol is one of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway companies. Members of the Brazos Central Appraisal District who have spent 7 years planning to buy land and build its own offices will have to make a third pitch.
The Brazos County Commission was not opposed to the idea, but the court unanimously voted against BCAN's proposal to buy property and take it off the tax rolls. Commissioner Sammy Catalina said he held no vendetta.
I don't understand why you need high exposure, high visibility, high curb appeal. You don't have any competition. You're not like a convenience store where people are going to walk by or drive by and say, oh, we need to stop the appraisal district and go in there and shop. I mean, it's not like they're not going to find you, just like they come find us at the tax office.
BCAD board member Tim Jones is one of two who asked the court to give clear direction.
And the reason there is, in all candor, folks, the other taxing entities that we have responsibility to, and you folks are about 22% of what we do. Those other entities appear to be a bit reticent to do anything because they're not sure what's happening here.
Commissioner Lloyd Wasserman was among those calling for a quick resolution.
Sit down, have a gentleman's discussion, and come up with resolutions that are fitting for everybody involved.
The appraisal board's required to get approval from four of its five funding bodies. A joint meeting was suggested involving the county and the College Station and Bryan City Councils and school boards. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An inmate at the Brazos County Jail who had been told he was being moved to a disciplinary unit is now in isolation. 41-year-old Juan Cervantes of Bryan is accused of rushing a detention officer and striking him 12 times. Sheriff Chris Kirk says other inmates pulled Cervantes away from the deputy.
Well, he had a bruise on his nose and a slight cut on the side of his cheek and some other bumps and bruises on the back of his head.
The detention officer, who according to the arrest report did not fight back, was taken to the hospital for evaluation and returned to finish his report before going home for the day. Cervantes was arrested 2 weeks ago for assaulting an 80-year-old in a downtown Bryan business owner so hard that he fell to the floor and hit his head on a chair. Holiday cooking means an increased risk for fires. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says that includes turkey fryers outdoors, even if that means cooking in the rain.
There is no UL-approved turkey fryer, so it's very, very important that if you are going to use a turkey fryer, that you follow the manufacturer's instructions very closely. There's a bunch of really great YouTube videos out there that show all the things that can go wrong with a turkey fryer.
Baus also says wherever cooking is taking place, it should be a no-kids zone and always have someone keeping an eye on the cooking because unattended cooking is the number one cause of kitchen fires. Bryan Broadcasting's annual Christmas Angels gift drive is underway. Promotions director Katie Dempsey says trees are now at both Blue Baker locations in College Station on Dominic and University, each filled with Angels tags. You can also select an angel online at mychristmasangels.com. And monetary donations are also accepted, where 100% goes towards gifts.
Even though we have such generous people in the Brazos Valley adopt angels, things happen. Sometimes you run out of time, you forget the deadline. So we always have angels that are adopted but do not come back. So we use that money to go in and then buy all the presents for the ones that are not returned. We also use that money to supplement gifts within families. So if a business wants to adopt a child and then that one business buys one kid 37 presents, well, we have to kind of do some adjusting within the family to make sure that everyone has an equal Christmas.
The Texas Department of Health and Human Services selects 600 children who are ages newborn through 12 years living throughout the Brazos Valley. Wrap your gifts, label each gift with the angel's number, and drop them off at Bryan Broadcasting offices by Friday, December 11th. WTAW News Time is 8:41 at 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. We'll have more news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Supal Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Supal Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can't afford.
So, how's your access to your internet going? Yeah, let me ask you. How is the access to your internet going? Do you have the speed that you need? Well, let me tell you that you can find out exactly what that speed is if you'll take the speed test challenge from Suddenlink. If you've got that DSL or slower type internet connection that's not getting you what you need, then go to speedtest.suddenlink.com today. Find out what it is. Find out what you're actually getting, and then find out from Suddenlink what you can get. If you make the switch by making a call right now to 1-877-694-9474, you can get SL200 HD TV and 50 meg internet and phone for just $69. So don't wait. Make the call right now, or you can go to Suddenlink.com to get more information. But remember, you always have Suddenlink's 30-day money-back guarantee that ensures that you're a satisfied customer. Call 1-877-694-9474 or visit suddenlink.com. And let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at wiltons.com. Here we go.
High pressure is well east of the area, so the flow is out of the Gulf of Mexico, and that's what's moved the cloudiness into the region. They'll hang around today. It'll be breezy, 70 to 75. It'll be cloudy tonight, and we may even see a shower or two across the area. Lows tonight, 60 to 65. Remaining cloudy for Thanksgiving, breezy with the chance of a couple of showers, a high of 75. Scattered showers possible tomorrow night, breezy, 65 to 70. Scattered showers Friday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It may possess the shape of a 1995 Mitsubishi Eclipse, but a car for sale by owner just outside Greenville, South Carolina, is a zombie slayer through and through.
Oh.
Yeah. Got your attention, didn't it?
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah, we know this because it says zombie slayer on the door.
Well, if you have to say it.
The car on Craigslist has been lifted, given huge tars. Has a Chevy V8 and includes guns on the roof. The guns are props, of course, but the green zombie slayer looks like it could actually eliminate plenty of Walking Dead. Price is only $3,000. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, if you got a banger there and you need to get rid of it, go ahead and write zombie slayer on the side. I went to school.
That is awesome.
I went to school with a guy who had a... Oh, of course, this is a million years ago, but I want to say he had about a 1954 Pontiac.
Oh.
Okay. Now, just to take you back, that was back in the day when hood ornaments were a big deal. You know, we didn't worry about stabbing anybody. Yeah, right. Cowcatchers were just fine, and because it was a Pontiac, it had that Indian head,
mm-hmm.
and you know, now it'd be easy to do, but at that time they had a way that they were transmitting the light up into the front of the Indian head, so it was lit at night.
Hmm.
So it was pretty cool looking. Anyway, it was black, and he decided that, you know, even though nobody else had a car just like that at school, he decided, you know, and the thing is, you could run into stuff, it didn't matter. It was heavy gauge metal, you know, it was perfect.
Pig iron.
Exactly. He painted two white stripes down the middle of it and called it the Skunk Mobile.
Well, since we're talking about cars, Toyota's actually having they have a recall in their 1993 Camrys.
Uh-huh.
There's not actually anything wrong with it. They just think it's time for the owners to move on.
It's Bad Joke Wednesday.
It is. Anyway, all right, so... all right, we got to do shower thoughts. We haven't done shower thoughts yet.
We need the fitting shower thoughts music.
Well, all right. Now, okay.
Well, is this not going to work?
I don't know. All right, here's what...
No, it's cold shower thoughts now.
Well, all right, let me... I love live radio. It's kind of fun. But I was thinking that this might be...
We're going to slow it down, Brian.
No. That's good, yeah. Is that too weird?
It's shower thoughts.
Okay, all right, never mind. I happen to like that song personally. It was in my head this morning. I said, because it's by a group called Spirit. I said, let me try Spirit and see if that works.
We don't need to do any mental stretching or whatever the hell that was yesterday.
Mindful stretching. Mindful
it was stretch. Mindful stretching. That's exactly right. Okay, all right, here we go. And
go.
Was that? No, I don't know if it's go yet or not. Okay. Oh, that's right. That's what it was. It's because I know that song. That was the reason I was thinking about it. All right, so, and maybe if we could have the sound of shower, you know, water falling in the background, I'll have to work on that. Okay, that's all right.
Hang on, I'll work on that part.
Okay. All right, shower thoughts.
We're mixing across studios.
Yeah, we really are. My phone's response to a low battery is to vibrate, turn the screen on, show a visual warning, and chime loudly.
Yeah.
That seems counterproductive.
Yeah.
The oldest person alive is 116 years old. That means 117 years ago, there was a completely different set of people on Earth.
Oh, whoa. Holy cow.
Yeah. If you take up smoking, you'd get outside more.
Yep.
We'll never know about the world's best thief.
Aha, yeah. Yes, or ninja.
That's right. If you can drink a drink, why can't you food a food?
Delivery. Outstanding.
Yeah. Delivery guys are basically waiters whose tables are really, really far from the kitchen.
But you don't tip them.
No, that's no. true. Yeah, well, yeah, sure. And finally, the nice thing about using a bathroom stall at the bowling alley is nobody can recognize you by your shoes.
Well, it sounds a little bit like a country song. My long way home. But it's not. It's all about dogs. It's a local organization. And it's all about dogs you just want to love. Like Barbara Heath does.
The only people that aren't volunteers are the vet clinics that support us in the work that we do. All the people that take care of the animals until they're ready for adoption are people that have volunteered to welcome them into their home and give them the same care for that dog as they give for their own dog, or they'd want to give if they had their own dog.
So where do these dogs come from?
In my particular case, the mother dog was taken to the Huntsville shelter about a month ago on a Friday. She was very pregnant. She didn't have any tags. She didn't have a collar. She had had none of her shots. She didn't have a microchip, nothing. Okay, they put her in the shelter, put her on a concrete slab. She had her puppies on a concrete slab. She had three puppies. One of the puppies was extremely small.
My long way home to the rescue.
This was on a Friday that she gave birth at night. On Monday, they were going to euthanize them. If it had been a weekday, they might have been euthanized the very next day. We found out about that, and we got out to that clinic very quickly and took the four dogs. There were three puppies and the mother, and brought them back to a clinic in Bryan.
So the organization, My Long Way Home, they save the dogs. They take them to the clinic. They bring them back to health as much as possible. And then it's time to adopt them out. Not just to anybody.
Our procedures for getting somebody to adopt the dogs is very rigorous. You have to be somebody that wants a lifelong dog. Mm-hmm. If you want a puppy because it's cute, mm-hmm. and because it's really neat looking and you like puppies, you probably aren't going to get to keep that dog unless you can convince us that this is a lifetime commitment you're making to this dog. We don't want them to go back out into a system that's probably going to end up killing them.
So they're looking for pet owners that have a commitment. And not necessarily pet owners that always want the adorable dog, because they're not all adorable. For example,
it's a 16-year-old Chihuahua who had teeth like a vampire. Beauty is in the beholder is what the title is. Well, she was a dog who was named Precious. She was an absolutely wonderful dog, but we thought, how are we going to get a 16-year-old dog who has vampire teeth adopted? And we thought, boy, this is going to be a hard one. Well, we had an applicant from the Woodlands. She was an attorney. She had three Great Danes. And we thought, three Great Danes with this itty-bitty Chihuahua doesn't sound like a fit. Well, she assured us that she loved Chihuahuas and her Great Danes wouldn't hurt it.
Well, long story short, it was indeed a fit. They do great work. They're called My Long Way Home. Their website is mylongwayhome.org. I'm Tom Turpeville. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.
Moving families, a Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, property experts at selling lifestyles. Just a corner away from Aggieland, above the rest. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This Christmas, Blue Baker and WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met before to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominick Drive and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton, both of them in College Station. Then shop for your angel. Drop off the wrapped gifts back under the tree, and we'll do the rest. The last day to drop off the angel gifts is Friday, December the 11th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 5 minutes till. A British woman convicted of trying to murder her husband by poisoning his drink. Do you hear about this? She gave paramedics a note supposedly written by the husband that said he didn't wish to be resuscitated. However, the note writer misspelled the word dignity. So police asked the wife to write the word dignity. And she misspelled it the same way it appeared in the note. What I find weird is that she could spell resuscitate correctly, and she couldn't spell dignity.
That's exactly what I was thinking when you started that.
Anyway, let's see. You can now buy gift cards in department stores or grocery stores for stock in various companies.
Really?
I have not heard of this.
I hadn't either. That's kind of cool, though.
Let's see if we could only Google gift cards for stock. Who comes up with something like that? And I mean, I don't know.
CEO that wants a raise?
Well, no. What I'm thinking is, I mean, there has to be some sort of a transaction fee, doesn't there? Let's see. From Business Insider. Okay, that's a pretty reputable company. No, I don't want to see your ad. Yeah, no. You're going to continue to the end. We're doing a countdown on the radio. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, here we go. The next time you're in Kmart, that was funny, Office Max, or other places, other major chain retailers, take a minute to peer at the gift cards by the register. You might be in for a stock. California company called Stockpile has offered physical gift cards in stores to present loved ones for $25, $50, or $100 of stock ownership. Here's how it works. You spot a Stockpile gift card at a store, or you can choose one virtually online. Buy the card. It's $50 of Apple stock for your niece's graduation. She goes online, creates an account by entering the basic information, including her birthday and social, and types in the code in the back of the card, and it is then redeemed for stock. Well, that's pretty interesting. I mean, that's kind of the gift that keeps on giving kind of deal, right? That would seem to work.
I'm thinking legitimately of doing this. Does it say what? Because it would be kind of cool to buy my daughter like $20 in Disney.
Well, it would. Well, no, it'd go to Stockpile. That's okay. It. Yeah, Stockpile is the name of the company, so I'm guessing that Stockpile.com is where you go for that. But, yeah, that would be. Take that. And my dad did that for me when I was young, and I still have it to this day,
really?
As a matter of fact. Yep.
Wow. Do you mind saying what it is?
It's Campbell's Soup. Yeah, sure. And I forget what it was, but, I mean, and it still has his name, which is interesting. And then it says Texas Uniform Gift to Minors Act, which is, you know, what that and that's what it'll say when you do it for her. And then you both hold the stock until you become of age, or she becomes of age in this case. And then it's all hers, and she gets the dividends and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of fun.
A little chill in the air, Christmas music on the radio, curled up in front of a crackling fire in the fireplace with a big mug of hot cocoa. Christmas is all about traditions, and traditions turn a house into a home. At Zorneman Flooring, we love holiday traditions, and we want to be a part of creating just the right look and feel for your home. Stop by our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive, or find us online at zfloors.net. From all of us at Zorneman Flooring, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go, about a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I didn't play the Thanksgiving song. I was going to do that. Mary Chapin Carpenter does it, and she's good.
Yeah, she really is.
She's one of my favorite people, and aren't many country acts who went to Brown University, but she did. Just saying. So, see, once again, I saw this story and I thought about, you know, Pioneer Zeinert. And
that's Conestoga Wagon Zeinert, too.
Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah. The guy who vapes with a corncob pipe.
What? No.
Brine your turkey for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's been recommended. Martha Stewart says you should do it. Lots of food experts do, too. BuzzFeed.com showed a 13-person taste test that a brine turkey may be moist, but it's not very flavorful.
Okay. Whatever.
So what works better? A dry brine. meaning a rub made of mostly salt. Salt dissolves muscle protein and helps the flesh loosen up to absorb extra liquid, including, whatever moisturizer type stuff you put in there.
Nice.
That may be, so the dry brine may be the way to do it.
I like that, moisturizer type
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.